on enhancing your Quranic recitation skills at level 2. So stay with us for the journey ahead as today's special is coming up next. Let's reflect, connect, and grow together in today's broadcast. Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brother and sister, Salamun alaikum and welcome to a new episode of Today's Special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. And inshallah, this program would be beneficial for you. Today, we're going to speak about modern idolatry.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
And today is Friday, 7th of Jamadil Thani, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of the month of Azar, 1404 of the Islamic Solar calendar, and the 28th of November, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Anfal, verse 2 from the Holy Quran, for blessing and for knowing more about these verses we'll listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat 'alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imana. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ.
The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful, and when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The true believers are those who are in awe of Allah because of His glorification and veneration. This is when the speech is delivered upon Allah's justice, retribution, and power they dread, and when the speech is about His bounties, kindness, graces, and rewards, they feel peace in themselves. Thus, there is no contrast between these two verses, because fear relates to the remembrance of Allah's retribution and peace, but peace and rest relates to the remembrance of Allah's forgiveness and kindness.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness, in chestnut shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Come here. Today we're going to speak about modern idolatry. It's a scary question, but do your actions show you love something else more than you love Allah? Trusting in Allah is more than just sweet words. It's a complete belief that sustenance, success, and blessings come only from Allah. When we place our hope in inanimate objects, the essence of trusting in Allah is displaced. The word shirk in Arabic means regarding someone as the partner of another, and in Sharia terms, it means ascribing a partner or rival to Allah. Prophet Muhammad said, "Whoever dies claiming that Allah has a rival will enter hell."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali Hawes. Today we are going to talk about modern idolatry in 2025. People's fascination with such practices to distancing from genuine faith. When people stray from authentic belief, they turn to charms and superstitions, lucky beads, dolls bringing suitors, and so on and so forth. These vanish from mature societies, but some now try to reintroduce them to distract our youth. This is a part of a cultural invasion meant to alienate the young from Islamic beliefs. Feng Shui originates from Buddhist traditions and lacks a divine view of existence. In a sense, it is a form of modern idol worship, while Islam truly values simplicity. The Feng Shui does so superficially. Simplicity is clearly seen in the Prophet Muhammad's and the Imam's lives and the way they ate, dressed, and interacted with people. Feng Shui is incompatible with Islam, and scholars need to inform the public about such deviations, promoting the authentic, enlightening spirit of the Quran and the Prophet's teachings to safeguard society from cultural infiltration. Feng Shui is slowly spreading through society, and religious scholars must prevent its growth by educating people about its true nature. This trend leads humanity away from its divine source and weakens reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who relies on wood and metal or stone symbols from morning to night, what true benefit can he gain?
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
loving someone more than Allah is one of the hidden ways of committing shirk or disbelief. If someone's love for a person, job, or material things is greater than their love for Allah, it can become a shirk. For example, skipping salah for work or entertainment, fearing people's opinions more than Allah's commands, loving wealth so much that it leads to dishonesty. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 165, those who believe love Allah more than anything else. Again, there was second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 165. Our love for Allah should be the greatest. Everything else should come after Him. Now, how to protect ourselves from shirk? One way could be keeping righteous company. Being around people who remind you of Allah helps you notice mistakes early. Good friends advise with wisdom when they see something wrong, like superstitious behavior, careless works, or act that resemble shirk. On the other hand, bad company normalizes these acts and may lead you to ignore them. Join gatherings of remembrance, study circles, or online Islamic communities that strengthen faith and understanding.
The point of sujood is to make us humble. Then why pray on the carpet? This is not going to make you as humble as placing your forehead on the dust. If you truly want something that will make you humble, that will add to your humility, then place your forehead on the dust. Because this is what's difficult for the human being. So this is the first way that sujood makes us humble. And it adds to the morality of the human being, so that when he speaks and engages and interacts with other human beings, he does not interact in an arrogant way. Allah wants us to be humble through sujood. And that humbleness can only be acquired by placing the forehead on the earth, not on the carpet. The second way in which sujood makes us humble is that it reminds us that when we place our forehead on the earth, in the same way when we spoke about the theological benefit of sujood, we said it reminds us of our beginning and end, our aqidah. Likewise, when we place our forehead on the earth, it reminds us that, look, you human being who thinks that you're so great and you're so powerful, you were created from the dust. And one day you will be placed in this grave and you will turn into dust again. So but don't be so arrogant. Don't think you're better than other human beings, because in the same way you were created from dust, they were created from dust. You all have the same origin, so it makes me a humble person. I was created from dust, and he was created from dust. Why am I better than other people? This is the constant reminder of sujood. Be humble. Place your forehead on the earth so that you remember, this was my beginning. I don't care how rich, wealthy I am, how intelligent, smart I am, how powerful I am. At the end of the day, me and a poor peasant living on the street, we were both created from the earth. And we will go back to the earth. So why become so arrogant? Why do you think that you're better than everyone else?
Dear brother and sister, we open a new chapter here, and that was about modern idolatry, one of the great and important phenomena in modern life. I think it's better to continue this interesting topic on the next episodes of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So be with us, and till then, we leave you in Allah's mercy. Fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story of our biggest fears. It can reach you with no warning. Yeah, yeah. When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may feel but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. There's a part of me that won't understand, having sleepless nights with my head in my hands. I'm here and tears are falling, yeah. If I could right the wrongs, would you lend me your hand? I would make a difference to this beautiful land. If I'm nothing, I have my intention. When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. I need forgiving.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Yearning for your cure, this humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. So let's begin with the timeless saying of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. He who does not reform himself cannot reform others. So there are many things around us that we want to correct, that we want to change to the better. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that we should do it to ourselves first. We should correct ourselves. If we have a problem in our behavior, we should keep our harm from reaching to the society, to others. We can harm people. We can hurt them. We should not let that happen. And this is the first step. And the first step is always, or at least sometimes the hardest. So take this first step and inshallah hope that you can change something in others. This short but powerful statement invites us to look inward before we try to change the world around us. Think about it. How often do we want to guide, teach, or even correct others while ignoring our own flaws? Imagine a teacher telling students to be punctual while constantly arriving late, or a parent urging children to avoid anger while losing their own temper daily. The impact is weak. Psychologists call this the principle of congruence. When your words and actions align, people listen and trust you. Without self-reform, we send mixed signals, and mixed signals don't inspire change. Even in leadership studies, researchers emphasize the idea of leading by example. Leaders who model the behavior they want to see are far more effective. In fact, a Harvard Business Review study found that employees are three times more likely to adopt ethical behavior when they see their leaders practicing it, not just preaching it. And science also backs this up on a personal level. Neuroscience research shows that humans are wired to imitate others through mirror neurons. When we see someone act with honesty, discipline, or kindness, our brain mirrors that behavior. But here is the catch. The mirror works best when the behavior is consistent and authentic. Pretending won't leave a lasting impression. Living it will. So inshallah, we would be living examples of what we preach and we expect others to be. So how can we practice Imam Ali's wisdom in our daily lives? A few simple steps. Start small. If you want your children to read more, start by reading yourself, even just 10 minutes a day. That's an example. Self-check. Before correcting someone else, pause and ask, am I living this advice myself? And consistency over perfection. No one is flawless. What matters is steady effort, showing people you're genuinely trying, and reflect daily. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Have you ever wished you were able to check your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen level, weight, and your overall health all within minutes without the need of making a doctor's appointment, waiting in line, or spending hours in a clinic? Well, the good news is that in Iran, South Khorasan province, there's a local company that has made a device that does exactly that. A health monitoring kiosk designed to be installed in cities, offices, gyms, and even residential towers. Its goal, to help make health monitoring quick, simple, and accessible for everyone. So stay with us as we take a closer look. The idea of remote health monitoring isn't new. It has been evolving for years across the world. Known internationally as remote patient monitoring, or RPM, in countries like the United States, Canada, Germany, Sweden, South Korea, and Australia, digital technology has made it possible for patients to track their health data without ever stepping into a hospital. Smart devices like fitness bands, digital blood pressure monitors, or public health stations record vital signs such as blood sugar and heart rate. In more advanced systems, data is sent directly to doctors through secure software or mobile apps. Some countries even use artificial intelligence to process this information. Algorithms that can detect irregularities and alert patients or physicians instantly. And in many cases, a patient can consult with a doctor online through video or chat and even receive a prescription. In countries like Australia, where long distances separate people from medical centers, remote health monitoring has become essential. In Iran, interest in this field grew significantly after the COVID-19 pandemic. Among the pioneers is a company called Doramit, founded in 2019 at the height of the crisis.
South Khorasan province, due to its vast area and small population, is one of the least densely populated provinces in the country. This is because access to health services and medical care, especially in remote areas of the province, to be challenging. In this regard, one of the solutions that my team and I, as a specialized biomedical engineering team, came up with was to develop a kiosk that could be deployed in various remote locations across South Khorasan province. This kiosk would help collect medical data and process it using artificial intelligence, thereby addressing the shortage of doctors in the province. Thankfully, by installing these kiosks throughout the province, we have helped promote equity in the healthcare sector.
The company's first products entered the market in 2022, the actual health kiosk. How it works is that the patient stands in front of the device and the operator, while maintaining privacy and security issues, checks for the vital signs and the general health status of the patient. It's also possible to have a video consultation with a physician, which is connected online, and which would actually review the results. Also, you can receive a digital prescription from the physician. Obviously, this becomes very important in rural and small towns where the doctors aren't always available. To have a more detailed explanation about the function and the application of the device, let's see what Dr. Golru has to say.
The health monitoring kiosk, armed, has the capability to collect patient data using wearable medical gadgets. Afterwards, through a design platform within the armed system, it can analyze the medical data using artificial intelligence. For example, regarding blood pressure, the system determines which range the individual's blood pressure falls into and whether they're at risk due to their blood pressure levels. It also displays a chart of the individual's blood pressure fluctuations over weekly, monthly, and yearly time periods. Regarding ECG, the individual can view all previous ECGs taken by the system and review the reports generated by the AI, which provide a complete overview of their health data. This helps the individual actually enhance their health level. Finally, the specialized AI in this system recommends a comprehensive dietary plan and an exercise program to improve the individual's health which can help elevate the overall health level of the visitor.
This company is currently the only producer of health monitoring kiosks in Iran. A patented design with no identical model, either locally or internationally. But why build such a system? The answer lies in modern life itself. Air pollution, poor diet, and the growing number of people living with chronic conditions like diabetes, hypertension, heart failure, and respiratory disease have made quick and regular health checks a necessity. Remote monitoring can reduce unnecessary hospital visits, lower healthcare costs, and improve patients' quality of life by detecting issues before they become emergencies. And for people in remote areas where access to medical care can be limited, this technology can make a world of difference.
Our company's annual production capacity for the kiosks ranges from 500 to 1,000 units per year. Of course, these devices are customized for clients based on the specific applications of the kiosk, whether in the health, medical, or sports sectors, and are tailored to their deployment location. The system is customized to ensure it is functionally suitable for the specific purpose and location where it is installed. One important point is that we must drive the research and development for this product in a way that aligns with customer needs. It's fair to say that since the beginning of this product's production, we have introduced 14 new versions, both in hardware and software, which have been based on advancements in artificial intelligence.
The company's production team consists of 18 people, supported by 12 others in marketing and logistics, alongside 20 other individuals in the company's medical division. Each kiosk is made up of two main parts, the hardware, which is the metal structure and medical sensors, and the software, which uses artificial intelligence to analyze and interpret the collected data. At the final stage, each device undergoes a one-month quality control process before being packaged for installation.
One of the most important advantages of the health monitoring kiosks produced by our company is that they enable the creation of IT systems or electronic health records in the form of a health file for each user. Certainly, deploying these kiosks in more public environments and within organizations helps create larger data sets and bigger data collections, which ultimately enhances the quality of artificial intelligence and AI-based diagnostics. To develop more comprehensive systems for the AI and health sectors in the future, we need to have stronger and larger data centers. The deployment and eventual expansion of our kiosks across the country will undoubtedly contribute to building larger data centers for the advancement of artificial intelligence in the healthcare sector.
Today, 38 kiosks are active across the country and are installed in places such as oil platforms, government offices, and municipalities, serving hundreds of people every single day.
One of the most important points in the field of telemedicine is that the implementation of telemedicine-based systems reduces healthcare costs. This happens because there's no need to establish hospitals in remote areas to provide medical services. By using telemedicine kiosks, data can be collected, transmitted, and processed, helping us overcome the challenge of not having physicians available in those regions. However, when it comes to foreign models and related technologies, one of the major issues in the field of modern medical technologies is that many of these devices are imported and may impose very high costs on the healthcare system. By By localizing these devices in our country, we have developed a system that provides all the required services at nearly one-tenth the cost of farm models, while offering even greater capabilities. This truly eliminates the need to import similar farm products. The complete design of these devices has been carried out within our company, and the research and development efforts have helped us achieve a reliable system for telehealth. This has made us self-sufficient and removed the need to import expensive foreign alternatives.
These health kiosks are more than just machines. They're a bridge between people and healthcare. Step-by-step innovations like this are shaping a healthier, more connected, and more equitable future. This brings us to the end of this section. Thank you from the whole team. Hope to see you next time. Take care.
Reach out for you to hold my hand. The rain may fall, but united we stand. Our prophet guided the children, they grew into be men. He taught the brothers be equal and respect your friend.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Mahdi. Thank you for having me, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear listeners of this program. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. First, brother Muhammad is going to talk about the music or the musical miracle of the Noble Quran. Then, we all are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter of the Noble Quran, and at the end, Brother Muhammad is going to analyze that recitation from different aspects. Stay tuned. Dear audience, as always, today in the first part, Brother Muhammad is going to talk about the miraculous music of the Noble Quran. In a previous episode, we talked about the odd words, which are used to talk about the odd things in the Noble Quran. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's continue our discussion.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's program, I want to talk about the rhythm of certain surahs and how it helps us to picture that meaning, the concept that God is talking about in that surah. The surah we're going to talk about today is Suratul Adiyat. Adiyat means steeds, horses that are, you know, they run really fast. They're called Adiyat because, you know, in Arabic, certain things have different names. The same thing has different names. For example, we have many words for camel. A red camel, a female camel, a male camel. And for example, a camel that's still a baby, and so on and so forth. And for horses, it's the same. We have Adiyat. We have Safinatul Jiyad. I think we have this in Surah Sa'd. So there are different names. Al-Adiyat means horses that run really fast.
And those which are used for flight.
For the battles. Yeah, for in the battles, they usually use these kind of horses. So anyways, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا See, all of these words, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ, we have all letters with tarqiq, followed by a letter of tafkhim, followed by qalqala. We have this pattern for all of the verses, the first four verses, almost the same. For example, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبَحَا, law. We have a law, and followed by ba with qalqala. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا, again, qaf, and then dal with qalqala. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ then صَال And this قَلْقَلَ alternating between تَفْخِيم and تَرْغِيق it creates a rhythm as if the horses are running. You know, they're running really fast and forward. We can hear their the steps of the horses due to the rhythm that it has.
And the meaning is really beautiful, you know.
Yeah. The charging of the horses, we could actually, it's like we could feel it, we could hear it. It says, you know, the horses that, how they pant really hard while running. They strike sparks of fire. They push home the charge in the morning and raise the dust in clouds. And they
He's making a picture, actually.
Yes, all of this is, Allah is very beautifully describing these horses.
Allah swears by these.
Yes, yes, that's right. Allah is swearing by these. And what does he say? And what, for what reason is he, you know, swearing by these horses? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوا Truly man to his Lord is ungrateful. Truly man is to his Lord ungrateful. So here we don't, it's gone. That rhythm is gone. The rhymes, you know, they're no
it's
more.
Different, actually.
It's different. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوا وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ Again, the rhyme is different because it's a new topic. It's no longer talking about the horses. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ So this is very beautiful that some surahs, the rhythm and the rhyme really helps us to visualize that concept that God is talking about in that surah. And after Allah, you know, swears by those things, those, for example, horses in the surah, He wants to, you know, he's trying to make a point. God is trying to make a, is making a point, actually. He's saying that man is ungrateful and that he bears witness by his deeds. He is violently in love of wealth. And then he says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ God asks a question and then finally says that.
That's like an attack question, I think.
Challenging. God is challenging man. And God says that إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ لَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ That their Lord had been well acquainted with them even to that day, the day that they go into their graves.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. The audience, stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. Well, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in the second part of the program, let's recite the Quran. Today, we are going to listen to a recitation by Abdul Reza Siddiq. He's going to recite Surah Al-Fatir, verses 31 to 35. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Fatir, verses 31 to 35, recited by Brother Abdul Rizal Siddiq. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, in these verses that were recited by Brother Abdul Rizal Siddiq, it's very interesting that the topics of each verse is there's a lot of variety in it, and it's not, you know, just one thing. They are related, but it's it's different. For example, verse 31, it's about that which we have revealed to thee of the book is the truth. Allah is, you know, he's addressing his prophet, Prophet Muhammad. You know, in the Quran, when Allah addresses someone in the second person and says, you say, orders a person, the addressee is always the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, most of the time is the prophet. It also could be the believers. You know, it could be, most of the time it's the prophet. So God is saying that this book, the Quran, that is revealed to Prophet Muhammad, confirms what was revealed before it. It confirms the gospel, the Torah, and of course, in their original version.
That's the point, actually.
Not the gospel and Torah that we have right now in our hands, the Bible, because we believe that certain inconsistencies exist between the Quran and the Bible, and this is because of the alterations and the distortions that have been created.
And the proof is different, I think, versions of these.
Yeah. The different versions are contradictory sometimes, mm-hmm. Okay? And so, with respect to his servants, Allah is well acquainted and fully observant. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِعْبَادِهِ لَخَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Then we have given the book for inheritance to such of our servants as we have chosen. But there are among them some who wrong their own souls, some who follow a middle course, and some who are, by Allah's leave, foremost in good deeds. That is the highest grade. So Allah is talking about three groups of people in one verse. So how beautifully. So he says, those who we gave the book, some of them, they wrong their own souls, okay? They commit sins. Some who follow a middle course, وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ, okay?
Yes.
And some who are, by Allah's leave, foremost in good deeds. So we can see that this verse and the previous verse, they are related, but the topic and the content of this verse is different, and so we have a lot of variety in the meanings of the Quran in each verse. Now, let's talk about tajweed. We have at the beginning of this surah, verse 31 of Surah Fatir, the first verse that was recited, we have matul munfasil, walladhi awhayna ilayk. So, Brother Abdul Rizal Siddiq, he does qasr of matul munfasil, which means that he only lengthens the mad to two vowel counts.
Mm-hmm. Just like a normal mad.
Like a normal mad, and so once you do qasr, you're not allowed to do tawassut, for example. You have to be consistent. You have to always do qasr. If you want to do tawassut, you have to do it at the beginning.
Yes.
The first time
you come across it.
Yeah, that you read. Then we have a lot of letters of tafkhim. Huwa al-haqqu musaddiqan. Okay? La khabirun basir. Basir. Now, the levels of tafkhim for these words are not the same because they have different vowels and long vowels. For example, الحق, the qaf has a dhamma, so it has the moderate level of tafkhim, because you're making the lips, you're rounding the lips, you're making the lips rounded. حق, مصد, صَ. Sa has a fatha, it has the second highest
level.
We don't say musaddiqan, musaddiqan. We say musaddiqan.
We don't have to open the mouth too much.
Tafkhim is not as much as it is whenever there's an alif ul mad, a long vowel alif after the letter of tafkhim, the letter of isti'la. Musaddiqan, again, the qaf has a tanween ul fatah. So we have the second highest level. Of course, if you stop on this word, musaddiqa, the qaf would have the highest level because it has alif al-mal, waqf al-ibdal. La khabirun basir, basir. We have the lowest level of tafkhim for the sad, basir.
And the way to apply it?
We spread the lips while pronouncing sad with the root of the tongue raised. Of course, you should not say basir, basir. We still have the raising of the root of the tongue.
To prove that it is a tafkhim letter. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر محاسن الأخلاق هو القرآن.
A diverse range of programs. Spirituality. Youth. Eastern Tales. Roundtable Discussions. Culture. Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio.
Greetings and welcome, dear listeners, to Iran Radio. I'm your host, and it's an honor and privilege to be with you once again. Thank you for joining wherever you may be. As we continue